President Biden is extending his pause on federal student loan payments again until June 30, 2023. He announced the move today, while his plan to cancel billions of dollars in student debt is on hold. The extended pause gives the U.S. Supreme Court time to hear the case in its current term. In a separate move, the high court cleared the way today for a congressional committee to get former President Trump's tax returns. The U.S. House Ways and Means Committee asked for them 3 years ago. Majority Democrats now have just a few weeks to investigate the returns before Republicans take control of the House. That Republican House majority will now have 219 seats, with several races still pending. California GOP Congressman David Valadao finally was declared the winner in his reelection race last night. He's among the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Mr. Trump. Only two were reelected. In Indonesia, the death toll reached 268, a day after an earthquake struck south of Jakarta. And officials warn that there may be many more bodies across the shattered landscape. John Yang has our report.
Endless rubble is all that remains of much of Western Java as rescuers search for victims. Hope for finding survivors fades with each passing hour. So far, this man counts 11 relatives among the dead.
This is so terrible, what I went through with this earthquake. I had to lose relatives, and my house was also destroyed.
Indonesia's most populous island is still reeling after Monday's magnitude 5.6 earthquake. Among the hardest hit, the rural mountainous town of Cianjur, about 130 miles south of the capital, Jakarta. This woman recalls the terror.
I was crying and immediately grabbed my husband and children. If I didn't pull them out, we might have become victims. The house was shaking as if it was dancing.
Rescue operations are complicated by damaged roads and bridges and extensive power blackouts. Supplies have been slow to make it to survivors staying in makeshift shelters, many of them tent villages in the streets.
Most of the residents' complaints are about the lack of drinking water and support, things like blankets and medicines.
Hospitals are overwhelmed. One mother describes the horror of watching a wall collapse on her daughter.
I could only see her head. There was a full thermos that was hit by the wall as well, and the hot water hit her buttocks and her leg, burning them.
Today, Indonesian President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction in Cianjur. He vowed to rebuild infrastructure, including an important connecting bridge, and help those whose homes were damaged. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.
In Ukraine, a man-made disaster threatens a long, dark winter. Officials warn today that rolling blackouts could last until March as Russian missiles pummel the power grid. Already, snowy, sub-freezing weather is setting in. Authorities are urging the public to stock up on supplies, including warm clothes and blankets. The UN Human Rights Commissioner reported today that more than 300 people have died in the protests in Iran over the past 2 months. In Geneva, a UN spokesman accused Tehran of violent repression and gross human rights violations.
The rising number of deaths from protests in Iran, including those of two children at the weekend, and the hardening of the response by security forces underline the critical situation in the country.
The UN also voiced concern about reports of Iranian security forces killing more than 40 people in mainly Kurdish cities in the past week. Meanwhile, Iran announced that it is enriching uranium to 60% purity at a second site that is one step short of nuclear weapons grade. State media said it is being done at the underground Fordo complex. Another site at Natanz already reached that level of enrichment. The UN Nuclear Agency confirmed Iran's claim. Back in this country, top medical advisors are urging Americans again to ignore social media skeptics and get COVID boosters and flu shots. At the White House today, Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said political divisions are fueling vaccine doubters and filling up hospital beds.
I don't want to see anybody get infected. I don't want to see anybody hospitalized. And I don't want to see anybody die from COVID. Whether you're a far-right Republican or a far-left Democrat, it doesn't make any difference to me.
The president's COVID coordinator, Ashish Jha, said in the end, quote, "You can trust America's physicians or you can trust some random dude on Twitter." We'll return to this after the news summary. It is going to be even tougher for investors to recoup funds from FTX. That's the bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange. Today, attorneys for debt holders said millions, hundreds of millions of dollars have been stolen from FTX accounts since it collapsed this month. The company estimates that it faces more than 100,000 claims so far. On Wall Street, solid earnings reports gave stocks a boost, with major indexes gaining 1% or more. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up nearly 400 points to close at 34,098. The Nasdaq rose almost 150 points. The S&P 500 added 53. And at soccer's World Cup, Saudi Arabia scored one of the biggest upsets ever, beating Argentina 2-1 today. Saudi coaches and players celebrated the victory, and the kingdom declared a public holiday tomorrow. But for Argentinian star Lionel Messi, the loss was a huge setback in what may be his final World Cup. Still to come on the NewsHour, high prices on staple foods have many Americans rethinking their Thanksgiving dinners. We'll examine why black women candidates had mixed results in the midterm elections. A musical staging of the acclaimed novel, The Hours, becomes the opera event of the year, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.